said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "See." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. Have you ever noticed that sometimes we lock people into particular roles? We get used to knowing someone in one particular capacity, and it causes us to put up blinders to who they might be outside of that. You probably don't think much about what kind of parent your doctor is, for example. You only care about what kind of doctor they are. Or think about how you see your parents. You probably don't think much about what they were like as kids. We do this with people in our lives, and it restricts our understanding of them, from our parents to our children, to our siblings, to our mentors, maybe even our pastors. One of the beautiful things about the God of Scripture, though, is that this God who we believe is the Trinity, there are so many dimensions to this God. He busts out of every role we box in her into. And I've been reflecting on this some lately, and particularly on my relationship with my parents. My love for them has shifted and grown over the years, as I'm sure their love for me has. We've learned to see one another outside of the confining roles of parent and child. And I wonder how God might be inviting us into something similar this Epiphany. I wonder how getting to know Jesus might deepen our relationship with God in a similar way that some parent and child relationships deepen over the years. So let me unpack that a little. When I was a small child, my love for my parents was simple. As an infant, I didn't have words for it, of course, but I loved them simply because they provided for my needs and protected me from harm. Simply put, I loved them because they loved me. In no time at all, the basic filling of needs created a deep bond that would continue for the rest of our lives. Pretty soon, my love grew from sheer survival instinct to delight in the way that my father threw me up in the air, or the way that my mother sang to me. Likewise, one of the very first understandings of God that we encounter historically is of God as the Creator, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And the God we meet in Genesis is a caring one, who provides for all of our basic needs. And then as I grew to be an older child and a teenager, things became a bit more complex. We still loved each other, but it was a stormy kind of love. We were mostly beyond filling of basic needs, mostly. They sent home the bacon, but now I could microwave it myself. I was no longer just their child. I was becoming my own person. And so there was sometimes conflict between their expectations of the type of adult that I should grow up to be and my own desires about the type of person I wanted to be. There was experimentation, trying on different attributes, the same way smaller children play dress up, quickly discarding one costume for the next. And some costumes were more worrisome than others. And their views of just how independent I was ready to be often conflicted with my own. Through all of this storminess, which continued well into my early adulthood, my love for my parents was conditioned by how well I thought they were doing at their job. Sure, there was still that deep, inexplicable bond of love between parent and child, but mostly I didn't think about it. Mostly I considered their job performance. When I thought they were doing a good job at parenting, I felt lovingly towards them. But I was angry with them whenever I felt they weren't being supportive, or when they wouldn't let me be independent, or whenever they wouldn't let me be dependent. I provided scathing critiques on whether they were being overprotective or underprotective, and whether I was being treated comparably to my siblings. Put simply, I mostly thought about my parents in terms of what they could do for me. And in a similar way, there's phases in our relationship with God where who we want to be and who God wants us to be come into conflict. And there's other times when we mostly think about God in terms of what God can do for us. We love God because things in our lives are going well. And when things aren't going well, we love God and we focus on petitioning God to fix things. Put simply, we think mostly about God in terms of what God can do for us. Much of what we're told in the Bible about the people of Israel and God fit this description of a relationship. God would give them rules in the form of law, meant for their own good, and they would follow them for a while, and then they would rebel and break them. When things were going poorly, they would grumble against God. Or otherwise they would come near to God and pray that God make things better. And so often when things were going well, they would totally forget about God and think that they could function independently. It's a lot like a relationship between a parent and a teenager. And sometimes we get stuck in living this way in our relationship with God. We only think about God in terms of what God can do for us. As I've been an adult for a while now, though, I've been discovering a different sort of relationship with my parents. When you're young, you identify your parents 100% with who they are to you. They are only mom and dad. I never called them Patrick and Kathy. They were only mom and dad. But if they're decent parents, and I realize that not all parents are, some parents are abusive and neglectful and fail so profoundly at their duty of loving their children that it's simply not healthy for adult children to remain in contact with them. But if they are decent parents, we as adults get the opportunity to know our parents as people in the world, not just mom and dad. I remember how enlightening it was when I watched my parents care for their parents as they died. Suddenly, I could see that my parents were not just mom and dad. They were also daughter and son. And over the years as an adult, I've had the chance to get to know them as people unto themselves, beyond the narrow role that they've played in my life. This adult relationship has been a gift, to connect with them as people, beyond what they can or can't or are or aren't doing for me. And I wonder if this is the sort of adult relationship that Jesus is inviting Philip and Nathaniel into today. He says to Nathaniel, "Yeah, I saw you under the fig tree. I know who you are. As God says in Psalm 139, I saw you when you were being knit together in your mother's womb. I am your creator, your parent, and nothing will ever change that. And now I'm inviting you to grow into a new kind of relationship. I already know you inside and out, but do you know me? Come and see who I am in the world beyond the story of your own life. Get to know me as more than just your creator. Come to know me as a fellow child of God. Jesus is inviting Philip and Nathanael into friendship. Later in the Gospel of John, Jesus will say, I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends. And that's been an epiphany for me this season, that Jesus calls us to be more than just children of God, but friends of God, to be partners in this work, to come and see who God is in the world beyond the confining stories of our own lives, to come and see how God, the God that knit us together in our mother's womb, is also the God who wants us to grow up and be friends and partners. So God knows us. Do we want to know God? God created us. Do we want to partner with God in the ongoing work of creation? Come and see. If we do, we will grow up into a world far more grand than the story of our own life. Just like Jacob, we will see angels ascending and descending. We will see ladders going up and coming down from heaven everywhere we look. Surely God has been here in ways we have yet to notice. Thanks be to God. Amen.